Hello, this is Leon from Ornithology, Inc. I was just calling to confirm my reservation for the bird watching convention this weekend out there in southern Ohio. I hear there's going to be lots of golden-tailed swallows and red-breasted quail. Just wanted to confirm that this is true, because I'm not driving all the way up there if all I'm going to see is a bunch of, like, blue jays or something. So I'll tell you a couple things about blue jays. I've seen them, and I don't enjoy them. And I don't appreciate them. Blue jays are horrible creatures. And, you know, they should be out there with the dodo, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, yes, I look forward to hearing your response, and hopefully everything is in order for the birdwatching convention. Have a good day now.
This episode is brought to you by Ornithology, Inc. You might want to
maker see, of the jelly jar.
The jelly jar.
The jelly jar.
You might want to head down, go to ornithologyinc.com, check out some of the stuff that Dion has got made for everyone. It's fantastic. He makes great stuff.
Yeah, Dion wrong. He ain't never right.
If Dion ain't wrong, I don't want to be right. This episode is also brought to you by
Sinusoid Pro Audio Couture.
Nice. They're fantastic. Actually, go check them out because they're fantastic. They make awesome stuff. I just bought a new cable from them. I got the Van Damme.
Oh, nice.
And, yeah.
The Jean-Claude Van Damme?
The Jean-Claude Van Damme. Yeah, JCVD.
Yeah, and it's like kickboxer Jean-Claude Van Damme, not like the Expendables 3 Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah, that's not. He's not good in that. But yeah. It is more like when he's like, what is that, Volvo commercial where he does the splits between two trucks?
Oh, yeah.
It's like that Van Damme. Even though that's later Van Damme, it's still good.
Right.
But yeah, I'm super excited. I love their first cable. I was like, I got to get another one. So, yep, I got white with like the purple or lilac, whatever color it is, Tech Flex over it. So I'm excited.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
I'm excited. So, all right. Well, let's start the show. Hey, what's up, everybody? We're the Flippin' Flippers.
Your weekend hangover podcast.
And I am your host, Paul.
And I am your host, Esteban.
Cool.
I've stepped up in the world of co-hosting. Yeah, I'm just a host.
Yeah, you're just a host now. That's great. I'm proud of you, man. I didn't think you had it in you, but you
I'm staging a coup, a podcast coup.
Cool. It sounds like a ruse, but that's okay. We'll let it go.
That's right.
So anyways, how you been, man?
Pretty good. Just busy. Tomorrow we got this cabaret that we've been working crazily on. Yeah, flipping on. Not really, but anyways.
All right.
Yeah, and then like school starts on Monday, so it's just like my brain is literally like bleh.
Melting in half.
Yeah, we had like people. We have people from out of town, so it's super nice. But it's just like.
You're like, go in the other room. We have to record something not important.
No. No, it's not that. It's just like...
Don't
just
come
like,
out.
My brain is like... Just...
Yeah, you're in friend mode.
Friend mode. But then it's like, oh, we actually have stuff to do. Like, cabaret stuff. But it's like, I just want to be in friend mode and be all lazy and eat chicken wings all day.
Oh, that does sound awesome. Like, yeah, I wish that would be a good job.
No, I want chicken wings.
Oh, man, I want them so bad right now. So, yeah, man. Things are good. I had a tree fall through my house. That was awesome. So that's
yeah, great. The tree fall. Let the tree fall. That's why it's the sky fall.
I
007 and a half. Tree fall. Paul's like, you're fighting a tree that like, it's the Whomping Willow from the last episode.
That's it.
Stupid Harry Potter.
He cursed me.
Stupid Whomping Willow.
It's crazy. It was just like a microburst basically went down my street. Like everybody like on this street got some sort of damage, whether if it's like a broken window or like, you know, just debris everywhere. But
yeah,
it was crazy because like the one of my friends, she works in our office and she's like the office, like she's the office manager. She does like a lot of the accounting and dealing with some of the people and stuff. And I've known her forever, and she almost got killed, like literally almost got killed. So it was crazy.
Yeah.
The tree like fell. This huge tree fell like right in front of her left, like the driver's side door, and then like it wide, so the other side of the tree fell on the other side of her car. And then, like, all the branches went over the front of her, like, window, so she couldn't tell, like, where she was. Like, she didn't know if she could just, like, drive out or if she's dead. She was just, like pretty much in awe. It was crazy. It was a nuts day.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, everybody's safe, so, you know, that's all that matters. It was fine.
Everyone's safe. Everyone's alive.
Yep, everyone's safe and alive. Insurance people came. They did not make me happy. But they're going to cover it, but it's like... They're like, if you're going to get it all replaced, you don't have enough money. But if you're going to do it yourself, you might. You know, like, it's like, because they do, like, it's just crazy. They do this, like, depreciation, which is like, yeah, I understand I got the roof 15 years ago, but to get a new roof, it still costs money. It doesn't cost, like, depreciated money. Like, I can't buy a 15-year-old
roof
and put it on there. So, like, I have to, like, buy a new roof. So, I have a guy coming in a couple days to come and look at it and see, like, what he thinks, you know, and get the best friend's price. And if that works out, then I'll have him do it. If not, I'll do it myself. But also, our chimney got wrecked, and there's, like, I don't know anybody who can do that. So we have to go back to the company that did our chimney a few years ago.
Huh.
So when we got a bat, which was also crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was crazy. My life's been a little bit nuts because of all that stuff, so it's just been hectic. But, you know, at the end of the day, everybody's fine. So, and it went through, like, the attic. It's not like it went in, like, the kids' room or our bedroom or anything. It's in, like, the attic. So, well, scratch that. It's an unfinished room. Basically, there's three bedrooms upstairs, but one of them's unfinished, and it's, like, pretty small. Like, we've never considered doing anything with it because, like, the only thing that can fit in there would be, like, a bed or a crib. So, you know, like, we talked about it, and we're like, that's not really a room. It, like, that is Harry Potter's room. Like, when he lives up the stairs with his uncle.
The room under the stairs.
Yeah. That's the room. So, it's not under the stairs. It's, like, above the stairs. So, the stairs, like, go through it. It's crazy. Yeah. But, yeah. Yeah, I don't know what that was, but yeah.
A Sturgeon Jurgen.
But, yeah, so, you know, it's not, like, anything really, you know, to worry about. Somebody came and patched it that night with, like, a, you know, just like a sheet of metal and that's it, you know.
Right, yeah.
So, other than that, just been flipping like crazy, man.
Yeah, man. Well, we gotta sold that pedal. That's right. Well, I sold that pedal last week, and then sometime next week I should be getting a pedal from you that, like, that you ordered, that I PayPal'd you money and you bought for me.
Yeah, I actually just got them all in today.
Yeah, I saw it.
I bought 7 and then 1 for you. So 8 of the TC Electronics, what is it, the wiretap. Yeah.
And what is that? That's like, what's that again? I don't remember.
You're like, I don't even know what it does. It's just like it's basically like the Ditto. It does, like, riff recording. And then, but it's all, like, through your phone. So, like,
that's what it was.
So that's what's cool about it, is it goes, like, right through your phone. So that
man, I should have bought 2, and then I would have kept one for myself. Man,
I'll sell you one for 50 if you want a second one.
Done. Done.
Yeah, I sold one for 50, and I bought one for 20. Like, what?
Yeah.
Perfect. It was crazy. They were $20. Yeah, people kind of got, like, a little bit upset about it, but I'm like, well, whatever. Like, I'm in this to make money. Like, I love gear, and I love buying gear, and I really want to get one of those new Russian Big Muffs, like the green one. Because, like, that's one of my favorite pedals, and I just sold one. And I'm like, I'd like to play around with that and see if, like, I like it. And so, like, for $80, that's not disposable income, but it's reasonable to buy a pedal. Like, that's 2 Joyo pedals, you know?
Right, yeah.
You're like, I'm on the internet. I'm not listening to you.
That's why my brain's just, like, in space.
Yeah, no. But, I mean, I've had a lot of clones from different companies, and I'm like, that hits it. That doesn't hit it. You know, there's some that do a good job and some that don't. And I'm kind of like, oh, I want to see if, like, Electro Harmonics can recreate what they created in the first place.
Uh-huh.
So, we'll see.
The Muff, the Big Muff.
Yeah. So if you guys want, looking to get me something for my birthday, which is 6 months.
That's right. Make it happen, Captain. Yeah, I was going to say.
I don't know.
Oh, I'm actually using So in that cabaret, I'm playing tomorrow.
Using the tremolo pedal, right?
Yeah, but I'm also, I figured out a way to like add in the Pelotar and not have it like sound crazy, but have it like be like enough crunch.
Get out of here, really?
Yeah, it's gonna be awesome.
did you turn down the tone like on your guitar? Not like, is that what you did?
Yeah, some. Some, but like I fiddled around with like the BB preamp too.
Oh, okay, I got you. That was my other question. Yeah, okay, yeah. I got you.
It took a long time.
True, yeah, because the Pelotars are very, very powerful.
It took like a long time. I would say like 45 minutes to like get a sound that I liked and that sounded good.
Right.
I just have to make sure I get there early enough tomorrow to like warm up my tubes and like
you hear that guy? He's warming up his tubes.
Warming up my tubes, man.
Cool. No, man. Well, good luck. I hope it sounds awesome.
Yeah. I hope it sounds awesome too.
So
it should be good though.
You just mentioned that you sold an item. So
right,
that was
that OCD clone.
Okay, so has anything happened with that? Are you?
I still have my PayPal money.
Okay, like, the guy wasn't like he got like. Has it been received yet? Have you like looked to see if it's been received?
I know that
is always like he gets it and he goes, "Wait a second, this is not what I bought," and then you're like, "Screwed," you know?
Right. Let me check. I know I was supposed to be there today.
Cool. Well, let's all just wait and listen. He's typing. He's currently on UPS.com.
Nah, I don't. I have no clue where it is.
It's fine. Who cares? I was just curious if anything had happened after that. Like, I didn't know if, like, you know, hey, what is this thing? Or what are you doing? What are you trying to pull here? You know,
it's a clone.
It's a clone.
It's a cloney clone.
Yeah, totally.
It's a cloney clone clone.
So I had a couple flips. I don't think I talked about this. Did I talk about the two guitars I bought?
Yes.
I did.
Actually, I know you talked about, last week you talked about like trading in the M2 for a guitar and a pedal.
Okay, that's not it. So I've had a couple like awesome things happen this week. Oh, well, really within a couple weeks. But so I went to Schenectady and bought, which is about an hour for me, and I bought, they had a Mexican Fender Strat that was just like relic, like crap. It looked terrible. Apparently, yeah. I'm really into like crappy like relics on Mexican Strats because I'm buying a lot of them. And it was 75, and then he had up a the PV generation, which is like their Tele model.
Uh-huh.
They had that. He had that for I think another 50, and so I offered the guy 100 for both. And I get there, and I've driven an hour to get there, and I had my daughter with me because she just wanted to go with me so bad that I was like, okay, fine, you can come. And we get out of the car, and there's like a guy with like that's like bald and all these tattoos. And he's like, you here for the guitars? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, wait, are you here to buy them? And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, I'm here to buy them too. Which one are you here to buy? And I go, both of them. And he goes, well, I'm here for the Yamaha. And I said, okay, well, none of them are Yamaha, so okay.
Right, yeah.
And I kind of didn't say anything, but then the guy walked out who was actually selling the stuff. And he goes, oh, okay. And I said, well, let me take a look at both of them. If I don't like one of them, it's all yours. And the guy's like, okay, cool. I'm like, because I called and like told him and we agreed upon a price and all that stuff. And he's like, oh, okay, cool. So the guy kind of sits there patiently. And then he pulls out the generation. I was like, oh, yeah, I'll take that. And then he goes, okay, and you're definitely going to take the Strat, right? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, okay. And so the guy just like leaves. And I thought it was going to be like a brawl, you know what I mean? Like,
right,
I just thought he was going to create a scene or something. And then the guy who was selling it goes, I thought my wife texted him that it was sold. And I was like, oh man, that sucks. So the guy like, funny. Yeah, he had like obviously like been haggling about price or, you know, times to meet up or whatever and never got back to the guy.
Right, yeah.
But it was so crazy that we just showed up at the same time. Like literally showed up at the same time. Like as I was getting out, like getting like my daughter out of the car, he was like driving up and then got out of his car because he doesn't have to get a child. So he was to the door quicker than me. But then I think he was like, oh, well, all right, you were here first, you know?
Yeah, that's pretty
It was crazy.
Yeah.
So I got the Strat home, and it was just so – the body was so beat. Basically, they had stripped it down to the wood, and then they painted it with, like, house paint. It was, like, so bad that I was like, I can – this will actually hurt the value if I put it – if I sell it together. So what I did is I sold the body separate. I sold that for $50. Which most Mexican bodies go for $100, but I knew that I could get $50 for it. Then I sold the neck for like $145. It was a Mexican '60s reissue, so it was like to like '60s specs, and it had like vintage style tuners on it and stuff. So like the idea of it, like the guitar was beautiful. Like I looked up, like I did the like I'm Fender
before and after picks.
I went to Fender's website, and you can look up the serial and see like what it looked like. And it was sunburst with like a pick guard, like a green mint green pick guard. It was the picture that they showed. It was fantastic. I was like, oh man, these guys are just such buttholes for like murdering this thing. Like, why didn't you just relic it like in that color? Like, why did you have to like strip it down and beat it up? Like, you just killed this thing. So but anyways, so I sold that, and then I sold like the bridge and like all the rest of the hardware for $35, and then I sold the pick guard loaded for $50. So I was like really up on what I spent already. And then today I sold the generation for $100.
Oh, nice.
And that thing was pizza crap. I actually liked it. It played really nice, but it was ugly. It was a hot mess. I'll have to post pictures because, like, the guy tried to do like his own pick guard, but basically he took the Tele pick guard and then cut it short, and then used the Strat pick guard and then cut it short and put them together and put black tape over it. It was so ugly. I was like, what is this guy doing? This guy's out of control. And he's the guy I bought it from. He's like, he's like, I bought them cheap. I'm making money on these. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Like, he bought him to fix him up, and he's like, I got kids. I don't have time for this. I'm like, I got kids. I got time for this.
Yeah.
I got time for that. I can make that happen. So that was cool. That I made some moolah off that. That was a huge, huge flip, you know, for $100. I'm, you know, in the $350 range, you know, for profit. So I'm super happy. And then, not for profit, for $250 profit. And then
all the profits and kings.
Yes. And then what else? Oh, and then a guy on, I think he was on the Tone Mob. Like, he's a Tone Mob guy, or maybe he's a 60-second home guy. He dropped Blake's name, but he asked me. He's like, "Oh, would you take a trade for that Magic Eye pedal?" And I was like, "I was like, what do you got?" And he said a couple like really weird things that I knew would take me a long time to sell if I wanted to sell them. And so I was like, well, I'll pass on that. And I said, what else you got? And then he's like, oh, I have a Supermoon Chrome. And I was like, okay, I'm interested, but the values are not the same. Like, that's, even if we go all new, that's $179 new versus $225 new. And then the use price is hard to determine because
he's $225.
I'm $225.
Okay, so
the Magic Eye. The Magic Eye was more expensive. So he was like, oh, you know, I understand. Like, he wasn't like weird about it or anything.
He's like, he wasn't like a D-bag.
No, no, totally. He was super nice. I said, would you do, he had a Greer amps like Samson. And I was like, oh, would you do both of those? And I was reaching. I knew I was reaching. But he's like, I can't do that. And I don't really have any other cheap pedals I could throw in. And I said, what would you be the difference? What would you be the difference? So I said, what would be the difference in cash you would need to like make it work? And he's like, 40. And I checked my PayPal and I had 30 in there. And I was like, I don't want to sound like a jerk. I have $30 in PayPal. Would you do that? And he's like, not for Blake. And I was like, okay. And then he goes, but for you? Sure. And then
that's awesome.
I was like, awesome. So, I was like, oh, that's a good trade. I hope he really liked it. It's a sweet pedal. I just have too many overdrives from people that like I know that are builders or that like are our friends or
you know, didn't you win that one?
I did win that one. That was my next. I also didn't pay for that one. So anything was basically a flip on that, you know. So yeah, man, that was pretty intense. So yeah, he mailed it out today. I mailed mine out today, and
nice.
Yeah, so we're good. And then I bought a Micropog for $50. I like the nice. One.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
I want to buy one of those for $50.
Dude, they sell for like $150 like all day.
That's crazy.
It was on like guitar. No wait, hold on. Cheap, awesome cheap guitars. And like they just have a lot of stuff posted on there, and because like the Facebook group, I don't know if you know the Facebook group, you should check it out. People post their cool guitars that they get for cheap, or they post like, hey, for $300, I got this Gibson, or they also post like stuff for sale that's reasonably priced. So I've bought a couple things off there over the years. But this was like, yes, I'm buying it right now. I'm buying it right now, now. I couldn't click it fast enough, you know. So I contacted the guy. He's like, oh, yeah, I'll ship it out. So we'll see.
Nice. That's awesome.
If he doesn't ship it out, I didn't PayPal gift him. I just did, like, the regular PayPal sales. So, like, you're covered that way. I'll be like, I didn't get it. And then he'll just, you know, either he'll mail it and I'll have it and I already got a refund, or.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. But yeah, man.
I got nothing. Like, I did not get this.
I didn't get it.
Esteban style. I'm just like, well, you know, I shipped it. I paid for shipping.
I didn't mail it, though. I paid for shipping, and then I didn't mail it. Like, what? What are you, a maniac? Well, I was about to put it in the box, and then I got an email.
And that guy was a total jerk.
Jerk bag.
He was...
Oh, hold on. This is my other thing. Oh, yes, yes. People can't spell, and I just bought a vintage Electro-Harmonics Dr. Q, which is like a envelope filter, $40 free shipping, and I had a coupon, and the coupon is $15 off when you buy 30.
Oh, dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's so good. So I got to pay for that before midnight. It ends today. That's why I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, yeah,
that's awesome. I'll bid you.
Oh, because they spelled Electro space, not with the dash, and they spell harmonics with a C.
Nice.
Good job, guys.
Yeah, well, it's like I got that one pedal for super cheap because they spelled like a word wrong.
Yeah, I love it.
I was like, I'm great. I'm all about it.
The only reason I found it is because I knew I had that coupon, and I was thinking of something I could try to flip a pedal, you know, for like $30, get it for half off, and then sell it for $30 again. And
right, yeah.
And then like... I didn't see anything in like the regular kind of like price range. And so then I just went to like musical items and, or like, you know, like, I don't know, the musical instruments, I think the category is
called.
And so I basically just went to that. And then it was the first one with like 10 minutes left. And I was like, oh, bid now. And nobody bid on it except for me.
That's awesome.
And they sell for about 50. I saw some sell for 75. They're going up because it's like the big box and it's vintage. So people are like, right. Oh, I want that. So that's exciting. That'll be good. That'll be a good little flip.
Yeah, babe.
You know, make like $45. That'll be awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
I love people making who can all spell. The deals. Electro-harmonics.
Yeah. Electro-harmonica.
Yeah, electro-harmonic. They didn't even spell harmonics. Harmonic.
Yeah.
Yo, that's electro harmonic.
That's electro harmonica. Yeah, there's a couple electro harmonic stuff like
that. People, yeah, you wanted that sitar one, right? You should just check every day for that sitar one.
Yeah.
Yeah, every time I check,
electro harmonic, the Nano Green Russian Big Muff Pie, $80-$60.
Yeah, that's the normal price.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's like the release price. I almost bought that thinking, okay, if I don't like it, I can flip it. Because I would have got $15 off of it.
Right. Yeah.
I was like, I don't really want to spend, I don't want to spend any cash.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't want to do that. I just want the thing for free. I don't know how that happens, but in my brain, I was like, I want that for free.
Yeah. I have all these things for free.
Yeah. Can I have it?
Can I have it?
No, that's like that. That's like that Crank Yankers like skit. Did you ever see? Dude, did you ever watch that show?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, it was so good.
I reference it all the time. Like, there's this old guy that's like talking, and the lady's like, "Sir, what's your number?" And he's like, "I don't know. I never call here."
That's good. My favorite is. Yeah. It's so inappropriate. It's not even cool at this point, but it's basically like the mentally challenged kid who calls like the movie theater and asks like how much the tickets are. And he's like, he's like, "I have enough for two friends." Yay. And then he says like, "How much for three tickets?" And then he says the price. He's like, "Yeah, I have enough for me and two friends." And then he's like, "How much for four tickets?" And then the lady like says the price and he's like, "Yeah, I have enough for me and two friends." Cause he doesn't have enough. Yeah. It's so funny.
All right. Oh man. I open Facebook and like Cole Duke's band's playing.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Is it live?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, let's go watch. Come with us, everybody. Take a little journey.
I mean, I wish I could like splice in the audio.
Oh, is he wearing? Oh man, that's so awesome. He's wearing like a trucker hat.
Yeah.
They're playing Red Hot Chili Peppers right now.
Yeah, so they sure are.
He's got a good voice, though. I hate him.
Yeah.
I like they're playing it like every summer camp worship. Like,
yeah, background. That's what it looks like.
It's all rustic with like made out of like what's that? Pallets.
Yeah, cool. It's pretty good, though. They sound pretty good.
Yeah, they sound great. They sound really good. Oh, Clint is actually recording it, which is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
So, anyways, back to the podcast.
Back to our podcast. I don't know if you've been listening, guys, but you should check us out.
That's right. It's really good. But yeah, man, just got those wiretaps. Hopefully, how much do you think we can sell wiretaps for?
At least 50.
Nice.
I kind of was feeling the waters before, just to see like where I was at, and I think.
Were you feeling the waters because a tree fell onto your roof and the waters just came?
Yes.
You're like, absolutely. F you.
Yeah. Like, I officially hate you. No, I listed them for, like, 70 just to see, like, if any got any hits or, like, you know, some lowball offers on Reverb or something. But at this point, like, anything. I'll take anything for them, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So I actually tried to trade Josh Marmon for his Dynacomp for one. Because he's like, oh, Do you have how much you want? I was like, I'm selling it for like 50. Like, if you want one, I'll give you a deal, but how about that Dynacomp? And he's like, no, I'm going to keep it. Yeah. I was like, ah.
Smart man. Yeah.
I mean, that it would have been a good trade on both sides. It would have been equal.
Oh, I got to make a cable tonight.
Like,
because one of my patch cables, like, were wonky.
Oh, you got a solder iron?
No, it's a solderless.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you were just going to tape it. You're like, I just tape the ends together. I got some super glue. It's working really well. That's like, great. That guy's got great tone.
Yeah, dude, check out that tone. Yeah, it took a while, too, to, like, find. Because I remember last week I talked about it. Or maybe I think we talked about it on the phone. See, it's so hard to remember because, like,
I know
we talk about stuff in real life.
Yes.
And then, like, it's like, did we talk about that on the podcast or, like, just on the phone?
Yes. And then,
but I think we talked about this on the phone, is like trying to find, yeah, because trying to find like having a sound at home and then going to like a way bigger space.
Oh, right. Yes.
We talked and then about like that. Not having that sound. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But whatever. It's our stupid anyways.
No, but I think I found like a solid sound.
You found your tone?
Well, I don't know if I found my tone. I found what I liked. And but like I found like to where the BB can work.
If you like it, that's your tone.
Yeah, and then like the Pelotar could work, and that rarely ever works.
Right, like
because it's so crazy to like
it's
wield.
Too aggressive. Like, yeah, like I love it and I love fuzz, but like obviously in very certain situations fuzz is a little bit too aggressive. So
yeah.
Like that's nothing against like the stuff they make at Ornithology Inc. It's just you know, like, there's a time and place for it. Like, it's great for your band. It's not great for on the worship team, you know?
Right.
Or at your cabaret.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I actually, the amp...
Cabaret.
the amp is like pretty far back in the corner of the stage, like behind curtains.
It's actually
so
like it's like out back.
It's yeah, like it's like outside. With like really, really long
sinus.
Really long sinus. Well, yeah, like I don't lose tone, baby.
Yeah. They're like, but, it's not lights or anything. You're like, it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, like, but like, what was I trying to say? But yeah, so like I can like have it pretty loud. So like I can, and it doesn't like, get too like loud. Because like, right. It's like in the back behind some curtains. So like it can be super loud in the back.
Right. It's dampened a little bit.
Right. And there's stuff like dampen the sound. And like I have the amp like facing the wall.
Right. And you have like 30 blankets from like FEMA just like draped over it.
Well, no, I actually have some like some thick foam because my friends who work at Witz, which is a custard shop, like their cones and stuff come with like, you know, that foam. So like, oh yeah, here's a bag of it. You could like audio panel your room, like your office. Because that's what I wanted to do, like, because I want to like record stuff in here.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, man. Excited.
When I was just married, our first like place that we got like rented, and then like for some reason we were doing band practice up in like our attic area, which was 1 million degrees, and we got like egg crate foam for like mattresses, and then we basically like stapled that to like the drywall in the attic, and then we did not get our deposit back.
Right, yeah, that's really funny.
Yeah, my wife was not pleased. She's like, we're married now, time to fight.
Yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
But, yeah, it was, that was not a smart idea. Like, we could have just taped it, like, I'm sure. Like, I don't know why we thought, I don't know, how to be young and dumb and in a punk band.
Young and dumb and in a punk.
Yep.
Youngy.
I wasn't young.
Oh, man, I was
Yum
like,
Dung Punk.
Yum Dung Punk. That's like your Thai, your Muay Thai fighter name.
Well, it's my AOL messenger name.
Nice.
name. Yeah. Actually, mine was a Six Gun Lover, which is a, oh, no, I can't think. I keep thinking John Denver, but that's definitely not it. Why can't I think of a stupid name?
Because you're blind.
Who sings Dead or Alive? Wanted, Dead or Alive.
Dead or Alive.
Yeah, that's the song. But who sings it?
Perry?
What? What? Did you say Perry?
Yeah.
Like Luke Perry?
No.
Like Joe Perry from Aerosmith?
Dead or Alive song.
Is, oh, I can't think of his name. Oh, I'm so mad right now.
Oh, Bon Jovi.
Oh, that's it, yeah. John, I was close. John, I was gonna say John. One time, we were in like a hockey game, and they played music like in between. Like,
oh, I was thinking of Tom Petty. That's what I was thinking, not Perry. Petty.
Oh, you're like Perry.
Perry the Platypus. Yeah. Perry the Platypus.
I believe that. I would believe that.
He's Agent P.
So, yeah. Anyway, so the song comes on Living on a Prayer, and my wife looks at me and like stone face and just says, this is the greatest love song of all time. And my head like turned like when you like talk to dogs and like they don't understand.
Yeah.
And I go, that's not true. And she goes, name another one. I was like, every John Legend song ever written. I don't know. Like that's just off the top of my head.
That's funny.
Let alone like every other good love song. And then I just like rattled off love song after love song. And she's like, yeah, you're right. Maybe it's not that great of a love song, but I like it.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
So funny.
Dead or Alive.
I don't know what the first part you were humming was, but I like it. It's good.
It's like that.
Yeah, I'm loving it. It's the McDonald's song.
No,
you're loving it.
I'm good loving you, it, man. Ba, 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 ba. Sheepy shoppy sheep. What? Did you just shoopy shoppy sheep? Yes, I did.
Yeah, like
I sure did.
You're done. All right. Well, auditions start this week to replace Esteban. So send in your demo tape, and we will we'll get back to you. Okay.
That's right. Okay, sounds good to me. Your demo tape. What would that even consist of? So let's say we were like gonna hire someone, right?
We're not hiring. This is a paid gig.
Right, but we're like hiring them to do a task. We're not gonna pay them. You can still get hired for something even though you get paid.
I don't think
so. Let's say we're choosing someone.
I think you can get volunteered for it.
Let's say we're choosing someone.
We'll choose someone. That's a better word.
Right.
Okay, so you and I sit down. We have our auditions.
Like, well, how would they go about doing that?
Well, they got to email us their audio file of them podcasting by themselves. Now, if they want to, here's the thing. We'll make one track that's only released to the people who want to submit, and then they can try to talk with us and, like, mash it together.
Yeah.
And then we'll just see who's the best.
Huh.
So far right now, I pick Andy Kim. Because he was very good on the Tone Mob and very good on other various podcasts.
Yeah. You gotta make it happen.
He has to be on here next. He doesn't even care. So if you had to pick your replacement, it could be anybody. I'm not talking about gear guys. Let's pick out of like famous people who our replacements are. Who we think would be like an ideal replacement. But you have to pick mine and I have to pick yours, and then we'll say our own picks.
Huh.
So for you?
So I have to pick someone for you?
Yes. So I'm gonna pick yours first.
Okay.
I'm gonna say I can't think of his name. I got the name in my head. It'd be a good fit. I don't know. Okay, you go ahead. You go first.
All right. I think for you.
Oh, it's Gabriel Iglesias. That's who
I was. That's what I was thinking. That's
okay.
You.
That's
racist
who. That's
bastard.
No, it's a good. You have like they both have the girl voice.
Yeah.
I like you. I would.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I would choose.
No, like this is who's gonna. This is who's gonna play us in the podcast movie. That's what it's called.
That's right. I would choose
the movie.
Hold on. Let me look up his name. I know what it is. I know who I want. I just have to find his name.
Is this for you?
This is for you.
Okay. So what was he in?
He was in American Sniper, and there's a show called Limitless, like based on the movie. Jake McDorman.
Okay. That's who you're gonna
like,
pick.
Funny and witty and like, yeah, I really like him.
Okay, Jake McDorman. I'm looking him up right now. Okay, I'll take that. That's a very good pick. He looks like a young.
Yeah. a less handsome me, but you know it's okay.
Yeah, he's fine. He's probably like a 6.5 or a 7. But... 6.5.
No, yeah, that's pretty good. All right, so and for me. I think I'd pick Enrique Iglesias too.
Enrique Iglesias? You mean Gabriel Iglesias?
Whatever.
Julio Sanchez.
I'm picking the singer.
Iglesias.
Yeah. Enrique, just. You want to dance? If I asked you to dance.
All right. Well, good. And for me, who would I pick? I liked your pick, though. I'll be honest. I think.
Kevin Hart.
Oh, Kevin Hart would be a good one, but he's way funnier than we'll ever be. Like, that's not fair.
But he also laughs at his own jokes.
Yes, and totally. That's like what makes it funny. Too. Yeah, you right. Do that too. I think I would either pick Ryan Reynolds or...
You're like Ryan Burt.
Ryan Burt's my second pick. No, I can't think of his name. The Hangover guy. What's his name?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm kicking myself. My name is not working today. My brain is not working. Bradley Cooper. I picked Bradley Cooper.
Oh, Bradley Cooper. I almost picked Bradley Cooper for you.
Yeah, because they both have that like backhanded like attitude.
Uh-huh.
Which is very fitting to me.
Yeah, like you can just get yourself out of any situation even though you well, might
like,
be wrong.
Well, just like that. Yeah, like what, like, you know,
like shh, you can let my secret out.
Like cynical. They're like, they're a little bit cynical. I'm not like a ton cynical, but they're like a little bit. And then also like those witty remarks that like have gotten me in trouble my whole life. Like they just say them in movies and they're hilarious.
Right. Yeah.
So yeah, those are good picks.
I agree.
Cool. Well, check out we should, podcast the movie. It's coming out next fall.
That's right. Starring Gabriel Iglesias and Bradley Cooper.
Well, it's like one of those. It's like those movies, like we talked about this before, but like they're all based on holiday, like Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, like New Year's Day, like all those, you know, all those.
This will be based on like movies. Amazon Day,
right?
Like we're just looking for deals.
It's based on Prime Day. No, it'll
be like Prime Day.
It'll be all about podcasts, but it'll be about like the podcast day, and they'll just have like all celebrities play everybody. So you know, Ryan Burke will be Gary Busey,
played by Ryan Burke. Gary Busey,
young Gary Busey, obviously.
And then
Steve,
who would be Steve? Oh, the guy who played McLovin.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good Steve.
Yeah. And then Clint would Cole Duke would be played by John Malkovich.
Brutal.
Because he's a little personality-wise. Yeah, personality-wise.
Very close.
It catches the essence of Cole Duke.
Yeah, that's very good.
Anna Bubo would be played by Gabriel Iglesias because Hispanic. No, he'll probably be played by like John Leguizamo. No, because John Leguizamo isn't serious enough, like able enough.
I feel like there's not like a Spanish person that fits that mold. Like, Michael Ian Black would be, like, a good pick for him.
Right.
But he's not Hispanic, obviously.
Yeah. Not that matters. Have to be. Yeah.
No, I know, not that it matters, but Michael Ian Black would be my pick for him. That'd be good.
Right.
And then Phil. Phil would be, like, Stifler. That's pretty good. That's a good pick.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a clean version of Stifler. Oh, that's good. I like that. And then, so that's, check it out, coming out next fall.
Oh, what about Clint? I mean, not Clint, Cliff. Clifton.
Clifton. Jeff Bridges.
Or Blake Shelton.
Yeah, Blake Shelton, yeah.
Yeah. Vaden would be played by Vaden.
Yeah,
there's Vaden, nobody else. Vaden would be played by Creed Bratton.
Well, Vaden's voice, though, if you only listen to his voice, I would pick... Okay, so he's the guy, he's the villain in Lethal Weapon 2, and then he's also, like, the coach in the Mighty Ducks, like, the old coach.
Right.
So that's who I'd pick. Looks nothing like him, but his voice alone.
Right.
Similar voices.
Oh, what if for Cole we did, like, William Dafoe?
No, I still like the first pick. I think William Dafoe's not bad, though.
Yeah. But yeah, John Malkovich, definitely.
You know exactly who Phil is, though? I just thought about Christopher Walken.
Oh, like, yeah.
Yeah, he's like Christopher Walken. He's got like the crazy hair and like...
Yeah.
Yeah, and he like says serious stuff when he has like real questions, but then he also says wacky stuff.
Right.
So that's a seriously good pick.
Yeah, that's pretty solid. Oh, man. Man, that's so good. That's so good. Okay, yeah. And then... Who else are we? What about Blake? Stone Cold Steve Austin. Perfect.
No. Oh, nailed it. Blake?
Blake's, like, really nice.
Right. It's tough.
Howie Mandel.
Oh, no. Too goofy.
He's bald and nice. Yeah.
But he's also... Awesome.
Oh, Blake. Cole Duke.
That's a tough one. I don't know. He's a very interesting person because, like, you know, like, he doesn't, to me, he doesn't sound like how he looks.
Right.
And then, yeah, somebody else talked about this. Maybe it was the Gearslum talked about this, that, like, you know, until you know somebody, you don't really know how they're supposed to look anyways.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man. You know what? Screw it. I'll just do it. I'll be in the movie. I'll play him.
You'll play Blake. And I'll play Leon, even though he's not on the podcast.
Yes.
I'll play the Bird Watcher.
We'll get Jamie Kennedy to play
Yeah. Oh, what about Jamie Davis?
Well, that's he's not he doesn't have a podcast.
I know, but he's like everywhere.
I don't know.
Will Smith.
Yeah, nailed it. That's it. That's nailed my it. Pick. Will Smith.
Yeah.
Cool. I like that. That's a good idea. We'll just pitch it to Paramount this week, and we'll get it done.
Yep.
So that's all.
Make it happen, Captain.
All it takes. Yeah.
Make it happen, Captain. Man, that's so good.
Yeah.
I feel like those are good picks.
Oh yeah, solid picks.
Like, I feel like we need to take pictures or like
take pictures on of the fictitious show
of our friend
we just made up.
What are and put them side to side. Yeah. You could create like a cheesy like 80s like trailer.
Yeah,
like, PowerPoint style.
You know, like the things back in Facebook when Facebook kind of first was really getting popular. They had like it would be like a board of like all these like celebrities or like Simpson characters, and then like you would click who you thought you were friends.
Yeah,
were.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was like that. We'll just do that.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, man. Cool. So you got anything else, man? My voice is cracked. I got anything else, man?
Yeah, man, you're going through that puberty. You gotta.
Yeah, finally. Goodness, it's been forever. My wife's been waiting. That's weird. That's a weird statement.
Yeah.
It's fine. I was legal age. I was of legal age. Just a late bloomer.
Late bloomer. Leo, the late bloomer.
Yeah, so I think that's all I got going on for flips. Oh, I wanted to talk about this, though. So I got into the stroller business. I don't know if I told you about
it. You did not, but I'm excited for this.
I know. This is good stuff. So my wife was reading this blog about, you know, how somebody made X amount of dollars in a year. And one of the best items that they do is strollers. So we're like, okay, let's try it. I'm on board. There's certain brands that are worth a lot of money. And so she found a couple of these brands and she gave me the info after we bought it. And she bought it like for one... She bought a single stroller for $40. She gave me all the information. I listed it, sold it to the person for like $240. They get it. They're like, this is not the stroller. And I was like, what? And they're like, yeah, it's not the stroller. And I was like, no, it is. And they're like, sent me a picture of like a label on the bottom that says like what stroller it is. And I was like, oh crap, they're right. And so like, yeah, basically that stroller was like a $100 stroller. And the one that we sold was like a $900 stroller, even though it was the same brand. Like one was like their very, very cheap line. And so like I had to refund that person their money and get the stroller shipped back. So that cost me dearly.
Right. Yeah.
And it doesn't help that I like use that money to pay like my mortgage, you know, like,
right. Yeah.
And so like I was pretty screwed on that one. And then last week, she bought a stroller and we haven't been able to sell it. Like it's crazy. And so that one's just sitting there. And then we bought a double stroller and that one sold good. That one sold for $250, but it cost me like $150 to ship it.
What?
And so like, yeah, cause it was past like whatever the dimensions are when it's like oversized. You know, it's like 180 inches around or something like that. And so,
that's
like,
crazy.
I got screwed on the shipping. And so, like, I mean, we still made money. We made, like, I think we made $70 or something after it was all said and done. But I was like, oh, that sucks. So we read a couple things about it. I think we might still try. People were shipping them freight. And so we might try that for one more, but my wife is very disappointed. She's like, I just don't even bother doing it anymore. Life's not worth it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she's so like, you know, like these were her big scores and we made like $500 and then ended up making like $40 combined. You know what
right,
I mean? Like,
yeah.
'Cause we lost money on the other one, you know? And so it's like, oh, that sucks. That's a bad day.
Yeah, so that's crazy. Gotta ship it freight.
Strollers. Yep, I'm gonna have to ship it freight. I'll have to figure that out, you know, really like look into that. Like, I don't even know how you do that. Like, I know you wrap it up in like basically like plastic wrap and then just like come and get it, but I've never done anything like that. So I gotta.
Yeah. Where do you send it through? Like UPS?
There is like you can send stuff like FedEx Freight or UPS Freight, but like I don't really know how it works. But then there's also other companies that will ship freight, and they're usually cheaper. So I did do it one time. I sold a Jeep top freight. Well, I didn't sell it freight, but I sold it and the shipping was freight. And they basically, I had to put it on a pallet and then plastic wrap it like crazy. And then I used like, you know, those ratchet straps to like hold it in place. You know, like I did like an X with like ratchet straps to keep it like from moving. And then I had to like plastic wrap it like crazy. And then they just came and got it.
Right.
Like it was weird. Like, I mean, I paid them the money and then they just came and got it. And it was cheap. It was something like $40 or $50 to ship it. But like it took like a month for that guy to get it. I'm so glad your keyboard's back.
Yeah.
Just like. Freaking hate it. You're not even typing anything right now.
I was just saying, I sent you a document. It's just like random letters.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like, you know, like you were complaining about how loud your keyboard is, but you know I hate it, so you've like just kept it unplugged on the side. Like you have a very nice, like silent one that you use for regular use, but like that one you're like
okay. Every like I like set like a timer on my Fitbit. Like, well, 7 minutes have passed.
Great.
Yeah, so like in Google, hold on, in like the Google Hangout, I'm gonna see how many bars it gets. Hold on, I'm gonna see how many bars it gets.
Too many is the answer. Oh my gosh.
It gets like, oh, 4 bars. You got 4 bars. 3-4 bars. Like little dots. That's crazy loud.
I'm not celebrating this. Like, you're like, oh, it's so good. It's crazy loud. Like, oh my gosh. No, like, stop doing it. How about that?
Sorry, I was writing notes.
Yep, show notes.
Cool, man. Yeah.
Well, you got anything else?
I got nothing else besides see you later, suckers.
Yeah.